Hi, I'm Jill Lublin, and so delighted to be here with you today talking to you about publicity and how to use it for your business to create more prospects and make more money. I come to you today as a three-time best-selling author. I've written Guerrilla Publicity. It's the PR Bible with J. Conrad Levinson. And I wrote two other books, Networking Magic and Get Noticed, Get Referrals on McGraw-Hill. So I'm really all about influence and how to create more of it. I work with people all around the world in teaching publicity crash courses as both live events and live webinars, and I strategically consult to help people drive their bottom line using publicity as a primary marketing strategy. And what I want to share with you tonight is the opportunity to powerfully have a systematic way to publicity, use it to promote your business, product, service, and really get the word out about who you are and what you offer. Because let me share with you, well, let's start actually with the definition about what publicity is. It happens from the minute you walk out your door. You're doing publicity. It's all publicity from the minute you walk out your door. So as we look at that, what we got to think about is what's the message that you want to get out? And I'll tell you, the mistake most business owners make is that they focus too much on what their product, their service is versus the value and benefit it gives to the public. So that's really something I want you to keep in mind as you're listening tonight, that really it's about giving value and benefit. And then two other things, and that is to be consistent and persistent in the media. You know, most business owners lose their PR opportunities because, well, frankly, they just aren't willing to take the baby steps to promote themselves. So I want to give you some really simple tactics for how to do that with easy-to-use strategies, and that's my goal and purpose with you here. The focus is about creating a powerful message. A message is what matters most. It's not your business, product, or service. I really want to help you underline that and stress that to you because it's really all about your message. And in fact, really, you are messengers. And the question is, what's your message? So I'm going to give you some great ways to figure that out. And the first way is to actually have a script. Like, what is it about your product, service, business, whatever it is that you're out there doing, what you speak about, what is it that is your message? And fill this in, and that is the problem today is, oh, yeah, now we're talking. You know, it was really interesting. When I wrote Guerrilla Publicity, I was privileged to have media across the United States, in this case, like CNN and the Wall Street Journal, Entrepreneur Magazine, places like the Atlanta Constitution, a major radio and TV, tell me what they loved and hated about publicity. And their answers were as varied as you are, but I'll tell you, they agreed about two things, and that is to give value and benefit. Give value and benefit. So when you're solving problems in the marketplace, and of course you can because you're an expert, right? That's why I'd like you to answer that question. The problem today is. So for instance, I was working with a weight loss coach. We found out that, and she speaks and trains, we found out that 67% of Americans are obese. All right, now we got something to talk about and work with, right? So I want you to look at that, fill that sentence in, and use statistics. Please, use statistics. That's the thing that will drive your viewership, your listenership, and your readership, and actually get you more media. And then the opposite of problem, my friends, is, of course, solutions. And as an expert, you give people real solutions for what to do. And I want you to tell them real things, like in the weight loss person's example. She said, exercise 20 minutes a day. Cut your portions in half. Drink half your body weight in water. All right, those are real things that are quantifiable and real things to do. So the deal is, I want you to give the best pieces of advice. Like, for instance, the things you would charge people for. You know, in this TEL Summit, I'm giving you literally thousands of dollars of PR advice with simple ways to remember it. So that's really the piece, is that you've got to keep it really simple. And I'll tell you a great story, because in your script, which is what the problem-solution formula that I just gave you is, in your script, I want you to integrate the names of your companies, products, and services inside your message. So, for instance, I had a home remodeler. He's out of Orlando, Florida. He was in my Publicity Crash Course live webinar. And, you know, he loved this part about integrating the name and following the script. So here's what he did, and here's his script. And I'll give you an example of how this is used. Remember, I said integrate the name of your company into your script. He said, the problem today is that it's often difficult to get your home remodeled in today's economy efficiently and cost effectively. I want to give you three ways to get it done easily and effortlessly. The first way to get it done is, the second way to get it done is, and the third way to get it done is. Now, my friends, the name of his company is called Get It Done. And let me share with you that by following this particular system and one other idea I gave him in the webinar, he got in the Orlando Sentinel front page home section. And let me also excitedly tell you that that one article drove 100 prospects to him. Out of those 100 prospects, 20 became closed sales immediately. Now, in his business, that's a lot of money, honey. And then, over the next 90 days, he told me that he closed another 25% of them. That is a 45% close ratio with one strategy called publicity, and it's free. And I'm going to share with you what would it mean for your business to create 100 prospects in one day with a 45% close ratio. It would mean a lot more, well, profit. In fact, publicity is the most powerful strategy to do multiple things, and that's to create credibility, to create visibility, to get you more prospects, to make you more money, and frankly, to get you trusted in your industry. What I like to call become the trusted name in your industry, become the top choice in your industry. And in 24 years of doing publicity, yes, I've been in this business that long, and working with thousands of people in my publicity courses and in my live consulting, guess what I found out? It's all about your message, and to have a script really helps the reader, the viewer, the listener understand what it is that you need and want to communicate. So really key there, and I hope that you see the value of having a script, and most importantly, that you actually do that, because that is powerful. Now, let me share some other great tips with you. I want you to have what I call your ooh-ah factor. And what I mean by that is that you want to look at the parts of your story that are powerful, connected, that reach people, touch them in the heart and the gut. And sometimes it's your personal story, not necessarily what you speak about or consult about. Sometimes it's a story that's related to you. So take a look at your own story. What's your ooh-ah factor? And then, my friends, you want to use everything you've got. One of my clients, Sylvia, is a coach. She's a goals coach. And we were going deep on this in the publicity course, and she goes, yeah, Jill, you know, January, of course, January is the month where people want to reach their goals. So I want you to think about the months of the year And by orienting Sylvia's story toward January, and we even did December too, because people, of course, start thinking about it. What do you want to be? What do you want to create? And then January. And by doing that and focusing her story on how to reach your goals and some specific strategies to do it, she got in 5 newspapers, 4 radio shows, and 2 TV programs all in the month of January, all in her local market in Baltimore, Maryland. Now, using everything you've got, and that's really a key, use everything you've got, your personal story, your religion, your ethnicity, your everything we can use, right? Everything. And Sylvia's African American. So I said to her, Sylvia, I want you in Black Enterprise, which is a great national business publication. She said, but Jill, I work with all kinds of people, all diverse clients. I said, yes, but would you like more publicity? And she went, well, yeah, of course. So by following my system, and she was actually, and using, in this case, everything she's got, being African American, she was able to get into Black Enterprise. How wonderful is that? So I want you to start looking and thinking about you, like, my Hispanic clients go into Hispanic media. My Christian clients go to the Christian press, and so on and so forth. I'm sure you get it. So now's the time to look at, what are you missing in your own story that could get out, that could be powerful, and that could drive recognition to you? Because publicity is a very, very potent and palpable strategy that literally drives people to you. And what I can tell you is that it has tremendous return on investment. Like the home remodeler I told you about, who now goes out and speaks and tells people how they can have their home remodeled. 100 prospects in one day. And in fact, one of my clients, Ryan, who speaks on using technology to grow your business, he's also Asian American. And although he doesn't speak a word of Chinese, we translated his articles and put them into the Chinese Times. Well, that one article, I'm talking about ROI on your investment in publicity, that one article got him, it was 9 clients. That, my friends, is thousands of dollars worth of business to you. So, I'm going to summarize some main points here because I really want you to hear what's important. Number one, you're an expert. Number two, give value and benefit. Number three, have a script. In other words, solve problems and then give 3 solutions. Number four, use everything you've got. Number five, create an ooh-ah factor. What is it about you that makes other people go ooh and ah? Use the months of the year to cue you on some things that could work and that you could tie into. That's another really great and powerful strategy I mentioned. And so these are some of the main points, and of course there's always more, but I wanted to really go through some of the highlights for you so that you get the best of the best of some great publicity tips that will support you to move forward in your business and launch your dreams and get your message out, because it needs to be heard. And let me share with you that I also have a free offer for you. Here are some other great ways that you can have additional public relations strategies that are going to really move your business. And what you do is you go to publicitycrashcourse.com/free gift. It's publicitycrashcourse.com/free gift. And for you waiting there is a downloadable piece, a publicity piece, that will support you to get more of your name out there and your message out there and what's burning in your heart to tell the world. That, my friends, is what I want for you. So check it out and download it, and that's my gift for you from me. All right, everybody, I'll see you in the news. Look forward to being with you. This is Jill Lublin, and time for you to get in the news.